It's another warm and moderately humid day across eastern New York and western New England. A fairly stiff breeze is making it feel a little more tolerable across the region. Yesterday, the humidity levels were oppressive, and also yesterday we had some showers and thunderstorms threatening the area. In fact, there was a cluster of thunderstorms that dropped multiple tornadoes in western New York yesterday out around Buffalo. Those storms did track to the southeast and largely missed our area, at least in terms of the damaging wind gusts. But there was quite a line of damage reports due to wind all the way from the western New York area right through northeastern Pennsylvania into New Jersey. In our area yesterday, we did have a couple of storms pass through. And as we go through the rest of this afternoon, there is the small chance of a couple of pop-up showers, mainly across the far north. So if you're near the Canadian border, you may see a shower or two. But for most of us, conditions will stay dry moving into tonight. And with the humidity down a little bit, it'll be a little more comfortable for sleeping. So I'll call it pleasant tonight, though not especially refreshing in terms of humidity, and we'll see those temperatures fall off mainly into the lower and mid-60s, though I see a lot of spots in the higher elevations dropping off into the 50s tonight. So then we start off the weekend with dry weather tomorrow. Now some fog will form late tonight into tomorrow morning, so you may encounter some fog near bodies of water, especially if you are an early riser. But the fog will burn off rather quickly as the morning moves along. Sunshine will start off the day tomorrow. It'll stay dry. And then by afternoon, clouds will begin to fill in. And by late in the day, there is the chance that we see a couple of passing showers or storms. But I think most of the day tomorrow is dry. Humidity levels won't be too bad tomorrow. And our temperatures will be largely in the low 80s with some 70s across the higher elevations. Shower and thunderstorm chances will increase for tomorrow night, and on Sunday, we're going to keep those chances for showers and storms in the forecast, so with the threat for rain on Sunday and more clouds in place, it looks to be a cooler day with highs running largely in the 70s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of locally dense fog, lows in the mid-50s to mid-60s. Tomorrow, early fog, morning sunshine with increasing afternoon clouds, chance of a late shower or storm, high 76 to 82. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of locally dense fog, lows in the mid-50s to mid-60s. Tomorrow, early fog, morning sunshine with increasing afternoon clouds, chance of a late shower or thunderstorm, high 76 to 82. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of fog, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, early fog, morning sunshine with increasing afternoon clouds, chance of a late shower or storm, with highs in the 80s to near 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of fog, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, early fog, morning sunshine with increasing afternoon clouds, chance of a late shower or thunderstorm, with highs in the lower 80s. Region-wide on Sunday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered showers and storms with highs in the 70s to near 80, and on Monday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and storms with highs in the 70s to around 80. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.